From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. VOA Latin American correspondent Celia Mendoza has the latest on the 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck Mexico earlier this week.
273 people is the new death toll given by authorities to the public as the efforts to try to find anyone in any of the collapsed building continue. One of the astonishing announcements made today by one of the members of the rescue teams, the head of the Navy, the Assistant Secretary Angel Enrique Sarmiento, is that is not missing child at the collapsed Mexico City school. That has been the focus of most of the efforts as well as the media attention. I'm Celia Mendoza for VOA News from Mexico City.
Admitting Canada has failed its indigenous people, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the United Nations his government would do a better job to improve ties, the lives of Aboriginal Canadians, and achieve reconciliation.
Our efforts to build a better relationship with indigenous peoples in Canada are not only about righting historic wrongs. They are about listening and learning and working together.
Trudeau called Canada's colonization a great shame and promised to do more to help the nation's 1.4 million indigenous people. Rescuers fanned out to reach stunned victims Thursday, and millions of Puerto Ricans faced the dispiriting prospect of weeks or even months without electricity after Hurricane Maria ravaged the island. Maria's death toll across the Caribbean climbed to at least 19, nearly all of them on the hard-hit island of Dominica. This is VOA News. Israel's support of next Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Dorian Jones reports.
Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. But with Turkey having its own restive Kurdish minority, Israel's support of the vote has drawn strong condemnation in Turkey. Aydın Selçem, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained. Analysts warn if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara, whatever their mutual interests. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new economic sanctions against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance and ease the path for trade with the Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime. Trump made the announcement alongside South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, both of whom praised the U.S. action. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin described how the sanctions would work.
This new executive order will authorize Treasury to impose a range of sanctions, such as suspending U.S. correspondent account access to any foreign bank that knowingly conducts or facilitates significant transactions tied to trade with North Korea.
Mnuchin said that foreign financial institutions were now on notice and could choose to do business with the U.S. or North Korea, but not both. Thousands gathered at the gates of Catalonia's regional judicial body in Barcelona to demand the release of a dozen officials arrested in connection with a vote on independence the Spanish authorities are challenging as illegal. Philip Alexio has the story.
The demonstrators answered a call by pro-independent civic groups to stage long-term street protests against the police surprise crackdown one day earlier. Catalonia represents a fifth of Spain's economy and enjoys wide self-government, although key areas such as infrastructure and taxes are in the hands of central authorities. Polls consistently show the region's inhabitants favor holding a referendum but are roughly evenly divided over independence from Spain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
British police said two of the six men arrested over last week's London subway bombing were released without charge Thursday. 30 people were injured when a homemade bomb was partly detonated on a train stopped at Parsons Green Station. 30 people were injured. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.